You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Up next on Enterprise Radio, it is John Fullerton, the founder and president of Capital Institute at capitalinstitute.org. And that's coming up next right here on EPN.
For me, it's all about people. You know, we always talk about, for me, it's execution, right? But how do you execute without people? It's about building a great product, but who's building that great product? So my biggest focus around building a business and growing this company and trying to affect some sort of change and do something interesting is 100% centered around people. So, you know, I do as best I can to surround myself with people that are smarter than me and one by one relieve my the responsibilities as a CEO of kind of caring as much as I possibly can. One by one, kind of relieve those responsibilities and put people in place who are smarter and better than me at those things.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. A decade after the 2008 economic crisis, we are speaking today with John Fullerton, the founder and president of Capital Institute, a nonpartisan think tank exploring the economic transition to a more just, regenerative, and sustainable way of living through transformation of finance. Since the organization's 2010 inception, Capital Institute has grounded its theory of regenerative economics in practice through the Field Guide to a Regenerative Economy. Mr. Fullerton, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Good to be with you, Eric.
You bet, and great to have you out today. So tell us, John, you were a managing director at J.P. Morgan for about 20 years. What prompted you to start Capital Institute?
Well, I left J.P. Morgan in 2001, and I really didn't have any concrete plans. But I knew I wanted to do something different and kind of get away from Wall Street. That was long before Wall Street became what it is today. And the short version is that I began learning about the systems, ecosystems, and the ecological crisis, and began to understand it as a systemic issue, and began to understand that it was our economic system that was the root cause of all of these interconnected ecological crises, climate change being the most notable, but only one of them. And as a finance guy, I understood very well that finance is what drives the economy. So if we were going to wrestle with the economic system and adjust how it works in the world, we needed to begin by taking a fresh look at finance.
And in layman's terms, what is regenerative economics? And give us a quick snapshot of the eight guiding principles involved, if you have a moment.
Sure. I won't take you through all eight principles, but the core idea here is that the human economy is correctly understood needs to be embedded in the planet or in the biosphere, the living systems of the biosphere. And, you know, all of the challenges we have now about our capitalist system, and I'm not talking about capitalism versus communism or socialism or anything else. I'm talking about the ecological crises and the inequality, extreme inequality. And we simply don't know how to solve these issues in the conventional economic paradigm. So our basic premise, and this is just a hypothesis, is that in order to see how an economic system can be actually sustainable for a long period of time, we need to look to living systems and see how they work. And so the basic idea of regeneration is that all living systems sustain themselves through the process of regeneration. So you and I are having this conversation today because literally at a cellular level, our bodies are regenerating. In our cases, our cells regenerate on average once every 7 years. And there's a whole complex process that describes how living systems regenerate. And so our bet is that if we could articulate what the principles and patterns of regeneration are and see if our economy is aligned with them, we'd have a better idea on how to adjust our economic system. So as you said, we've defined eight principles. You know, there are things like in-right relationships. So in living systems, all the parts are in symbiotic or win-win relationships with each other. And another principle is the idea of holistic wealth. The finance paradigm has gotten us to think that money is wealth, but in fact, we understand in our common sense that wealth is much more complex than just money, and we're dependent on all forms of wealth, from natural capital to social capital to relationship capital and even spiritual capital. And if we don't balance these different forms of capital, the system is out of whack. And you know, another principle is imbalance. We know from the study of all living systems that they have to be in balance. They don't tend to optimize one extreme. They tend to balance multiple qualities, you know, as basic as masculine and feminine, but also things like efficiency with resiliency. And yet our modern economic paradigm is organized around the pursuit of efficiency, and we wonder why, with all of our efficiency, we collapsed the financial system 10 years ago. So it's things like that, and it's all written in a fairly long paper that's on our website at capitalinstitute.org if anyone's interested to pursue it.
Now, Capital Institute has been building on 8 years of documenting exemplary regeneration projects through its Field Guide to a Regenerative Economy, which takes a look inside the regenerative communities network that you've established in various urban and rural areas across the globe. Tell us about the overall objectives of the Field Guide.
Sure. So the regenerative economy framework is a theoretical construct, and our premise is actually that this shift toward regenerative economies is actually already happening. It's just that we don't really see it because we look at economies and economic projects and businesses through a more conventional lens. So we do storytelling, and our field guide is a project of a series of stories that we've been working on for, I think, 7 or 8 years now. And we've documented over 50 projects that to us demonstrate these regenerative principles happening in the real world. And, you know, for example, the first one is actually a ranching project that I got involved in personally through some of my own impact investing. And there's a man named Alan Savory who has demonstrated over the last 40 years that if you apply holistic decision-making to ranching, you can actually regenerate the landscapes upon which the ranches exist. And so essentially making healthier grasslands enables the ranching business to be more profitable while also building biodiversity, restoring water and storing water, and actually sequestering carbon. So the idea of regenerative economies really came from the idea of extending that same set of regenerative principles from the context of a ranch to an economy. And more recently, just this last year, we've moved from projects to regenerative places and regenerative communities, as you mentioned. And the idea there is that one of the principles of living systems is that they're organized in the context of culture and place. So, you know, a global corporation operates in multiple places and multiple cultures, which is really crossing over different, different places. And if you organize economy around a place, it's more aligned with how living systems work. So we've now got a global network of place-based regenerative communities that are trying to put to work these principles in the context of their local place. And they range, you know, one's in Buffalo, New York, and it's focused on regenerative manufacturing with an advanced material science initiative at the University of Buffalo. And another one's, for example, in Costa Rica, where the focus is much more on regenerative agriculture and regenerative land management in a country that is, you know, filled with biodiversity and richness in its ecological culture.
And some real fine information, most helpful today. We're joined by Mr. John Fullerton, the founder and president of Capital Institute, a collaborative working to illuminate how our economy and financial system can operate to promote a more just, regenerative, and thus sustainable way of living on this earth here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, the Global Regenerative Communities Network spans all continents and provides diverse, place-sourced, and practical tests of alternative economic pathways. Of the 7 hubs that have officially launched, where are they actually located? And name a few examples of the 50-plus projects and or enterprises taking place in these hubs.
Well, the projects are not in the hubs. The hub network is a new initiative this year, and we've got 7 hubs launched, and they're in the Hudson River Valley, Buffalo, Niagara, as I mentioned, the Denver, the Front Range in the Rocky Mountains, and, you know, based in Denver, Colorado. There's one in Mexico City. There's actually 2 in Costa Rica. And one in Tottenville on Staten Island was really the first pilot that we did. And we did a story about that called Regenerating Tottenville. And but the projects are scattered all around the world, many of them in the United States, many of them focused on food systems or several around alternative financing projects. And the interest in the Regenerative Communities Network is coming in now. While we only have 7 that we've really formally launched, there's over 50 initiatives that have reached out to us from around the world that want to participate in the network. So this is evidence to us that this is still, while it's still below the radar, it's an emergent phenomenon that's happening really organically in response to the pressures of the current economic system.
And also, tell us what would be involved or required for an area or organization to become part of Capital Institute's Regenerative Communities Network.
So, the first thing that we're looking for is not an individual, but a group of organizations that wants to make this happen in their place. And the success of this is completely dependent on the leadership in the place. This is not, you know, we're not running kind of a consulting firm where we parachute all around the world and try to tell people how to run their economies. We show up with the framework and the principles, but we look first and foremost to ideally 3 or more organizations, perhaps one business, a government organization, you know, government agency, an educational institution, a nonprofit, that have deep relationships already built in that place and understand that place and want to work together toward transitioning their local economy, their bioregional economy into a more regenerative direction. And then we work with them through a cycle of engagement that, you know, we'll commit to a 2-year or longer engagement that helps them see their economy, their local economy, regional economy as a system, and ultimately leading toward identifying projects and initiatives that have co-benefits across different sectors of the economy. And that's, again, aligned with our principles. One of them is, we call it the edge effect, which exists in living systems. So identifying projects that cross the edges of different sectors of the economy is often where you find untapped potential. And the network also has a digital platform. And if people are interested, they can actually go and join it and see what's going on. It's there's a landing page for it on our website at capitalinstitute.org. And what's interesting is that we've attracted all of these regenerative practitioners that already exist in the world but are not yet really connected. And so in the first 6 months, or not even 3 months since we've launched the platform, there's, I think, 300 people that have joined the platform, and all of them are onto this idea of regenerative economics, which really grew out of the agriculture field. You know, the regenerative agriculture is now a well-established idea. It comes out of the permaculture movement, and so this is really extending that approach toward, you know, beyond agriculture, toward a broader share of the economy. And it'll be fascinating to see how businesses can rethink their business models and their place in bioregional economies to participate in this this idea of a regenerative approach to business. We're seeing that from, you know, some of the early sustainability leaders, like Ray Anderson's carpet company. They now, Ray used to talk about mount sustainability, and now the company is talking about the need to move past sustainability to regenerative. And I always like to say that regeneration is really a process, and the outcome of it is sustainability. So it's really getting in sync with this living systems process that enables any system, including a company or a bioregional economy, to be sustainable over a long period of time.
Well, Mr. Fulton, certainly has been great to have had you, and we certainly appreciate what you do through Capital Institute. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I just love to invite anyone to kind of go deeper into this if they're interested at our website at capitalinstitute.org. There's lots written there, and pretty confident this is an idea whose time has come. So I'd encourage everyone to tune in and learn more. I know it's an awful lot to digest in a short interview, but I appreciate your interest. Thanks for the opportunity today.
It is capitalinstitute.org. Mr. Fullerton, thanks so much again for being with us here on the program.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with John Fullerton, the founder and president of Capital Institute, a collaborative working to eliminate how our economy and financial system can operate to promote a more just, regenerative, and thus sustainable way of living on this earth. And for all the details, visit capitalinstitute.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.